So, Parshas Beshalach. This is Rachia, the Gimzuzi. In Hebrew, they're called Gimzuzim, the Gimzuz boy. He's his bar mitzvah Parsha, so you know Beshalach. It's his birthday, this past Shabbos. Okay. Thank you. Vayiru ma'od vayitz aku b'nei Yisrael Hashem vayimru Moshe ha-mibli ein kvarim b'mitzrayim. I forget where I saw this, but somebody like wrote a book on like the Jews and humor or something. And he's like, it even like humor or like sarcasm appears in the Torah itself, right? Am Yisrael was scared and they cried out to Hashem and they said to Moshe, you know, were there not enough graves in Egypt that you took us out here to die here? Like they're being like, it's really like being sarcastic. Okay. So the Ramban, I don't know if I talked about this Ramban with the Shana Bek guys. I don't think I did. I wasn't planning on talking about this Ramban because in my head I discussed it at some point, but I don't even know when. It's really the very, very end of this piece that made me want to bring it. But I'll go through the beginning as well for a little bit. So the Ramban's problem is as follows. The first part of the pasuk says, "Vayiru ma'od vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem." Oh, the Heilig Yidden, they're scared. Ein lanu amili shein ela alavinu shebashamayim. So they cry out to Hashem. And then they start complaining to Moshe. He took us out of Egypt because there weren't enough graves there. Says the Ramban. It's like a little bit schizophrenic, this pasuk. Like they're davening to Hashem. They're complaining. Like, what's going on? So he says, Einenu nira ki b'nei odam ha-tzo'akim ala Hashem lo shiam yiv'atu b'yeshua asher asa lehem yomru ki tov lehem shelo hitzilam. Doesn't really seem reasonable, says the Ramban, that the same exact people who are crying out to Hashem to be saved will reject his salvation and say, ah, it would have been better if you didn't save us. It just doesn't seem like that makes sense. Aval hanachon shenifarish ki hayu kitos. You have to say there are groups. The pasuk doesn't describe, like, this group said this and this group said that. But you have to say that there were groups. V'akasov yisaper kol masha asu kulam. And the Pesukim are describing all the different groups, what they were doing. Maybe we could learn from this. That wasn't too bad. That wasn't bad. Maybe we could learn from this about how Am Yisrael is we're all together. We can't, you know, even though some of us are good, some of us are bad, some of us are more bitachon, some of us less, but we're all just viewed as one in the eyes of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe. But the Ramban says, Amar ki akata achas tzuekes el Hashem, v'achas michacheshes b'nevio. One of them is crying out to Hashem, the tzaddikim, and some of them are denying their Hashem's Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu. And are not admitting that, you know, and not acknowledging Hashem's salvation. Let's skip. Let's go to the fine. So the Ramban's pshat is that it refers to different groups in Klal Yisrael. If you look at the third paragraph here, the onklos. So what does it mean? Vayitz aku and vitzaiku. Also, inyan taromes. What does taromes mean?
Next.
Oh, taroves, but not now. Almost. When are we learning above mitziah? Anybody learning above mitziah next year? It means to complain. Comes up in the Mishnah as above mitziah. Mistama came up in the Rashbam. That just is like, it's like a lesson for life. It's like even if it comes up in the Rashbam, but if you don't know that you don't know what it means, so then you're not gonna ever learn it. Meaning if you assume taromes is probably something related to tarobes, something related to who knows what, then you have to know that sometimes we don't know. That's deep. We need to write that down. All right, also Indian taromes, they're complaining. So even the beginning of the pasuk, right, the Ramban's whole approach that there are different kitos is from the perspective that it doesn't make sense that the same people who are davening are going to be complaining. So says the unklus, the word vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem does not mean they daven. It means they just started crying. Hashem, why'd you do this to us? Also inyan taromes, it's a lashon of complaint. Lomar shlois palalu, they weren't davening. Aval hayu misra'amim lifonov al shotzim mitzrayim. According to the unklus, this is like an incredible level of chutzpah. Meaning, according to the Ramban's approach, that some of them were davening and some of them were complaining to Moshe, so achanami, but so nicha. But according to the unglos, it's like they're mamish, like yelling kaviyachol at Hashem. That's really intense. They're crying to Hashem, midna lashon of tefillah, lashon of crying. Chaloshon vayitzaku el paro lemor lama tasekol la'avadecha. The same lashon that it says, or similar lashon that it says to the, I forget which ones were which. Which were the ones who were like the leaders who were Jewish and who were the leaders who were Egyptian at the end of Parshas Shemos. I forget which ones were which. I have to look back at the Pesukim.
The
The Shotrim
and the... And what was the other Lashon?
Sarim?
Was it Sarim? I forget. But Vayitz Aku El Paro is the Jewish leaders, or the intermediaries between the slaves and Paro. Lama Tazek Olam Adecha, why are you doing this to your slaves? You're not giving us the supplies to make the bricks, and then you're beating us up for not making enough bricks. It's not right. Right, so Lashon of Tzaka's complaint. Anybody remember the context of that? Because I don't. It's a Lashon of complaint. They're crying out, complaining. Oh, so good. So you have the Ramban's approach, which is that it's a Lashon of, it's different groupings. Then we have the Unglos, so the whole thing is really negative. Then we have the Mechilta, which accepts the Rambans, but it's a hybrid between the Unglos and the Ramban himself. Meaning it's really different ideas. One is complaint and one is davening. However, it's not different groups. Uv Mechilta, in the Medrash, it says, Tavsu lehem umunus avosom. They grab the profession of their fathers. Meaning, oh, beautiful, Klal Yisrael. They get they're out of Mitzrayim, they're out of the Tumah of Mitzrayim, they're coming to the Yam, they're scared. What do? They have the Mesor of the Avos, you have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomro Moshe Hamigli Ein Kvarim Mitzrayim. And at the same time, or a moment later, they're saying to Moshe, oh, why'd you take us out of Egypt? What does that mean? Mayachar Shenosnu Saor Be'isa Bo Lehem Eitzel Moshe. After the leaven went into the dough, they came to Moshe. Anybody know what that means? Amrulo halozeh davar asher dibarnu lach. It's what we said. You should have left us in Mitzrayim. What does that mean? What's the Medrash saying? Says the Ramban, Seor shebeitza hu hayetzer hara. Meaning to say, what we see in this pasuk is a progression. Maybe the pasuk makes it seem like it happened like in 3 seconds. Maybe it took a few minutes. Maybe it took an hour. But it's the same. The self same. What's the word? Same people. What's the like the double S of the same people? The self same.
No.
Like the very same people. There's some like expression that the very same people. We're davening. We're also complaining. But because the or sheb isa came in, the chametz came in. Right? What does this mean? What the Medrash means. They're crying to Paro. They're crying to Hashem. Hashem, make Paro's heart turn around. We need him to go away. We need him to stop chasing us. Make him all of a sudden realize you're Yad Chazaka and he's not going to want to chase us anymore. But it didn't work. So they were sincere. They were good people. Finally, they're working on their bitachon. They're turning to Hashem, but it didn't work. Their tefillah seemingly wasn't answered. Aval haya noseya v'karev aleihem. Az amru lo niskabla tefillah seinu v'nichnasa b'liba machshava ra'a. And then, all of a sudden, these people, they're vulnerable, right? There's this very difficult position. They're being chased by their enemies. Seemingly about to be slaughtered. So, this bitachon that they had a few minutes earlier wavered. And then the Seor Sheb Isa, this yeast, the Yetzer Hara of Chametz came into their hearts, and then it all crumbled. Their whole mentality crumbled. Lahar Achrei Moshe Kasher Betchila. And then they got back to where they were, before, at the beginning of the whole process of Geula, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that they started to doubt everything. Wow, interesting. So a different Mahalchim that the Ramban's bringing here. I want to talk about the Mechilta's approach for a moment, because I think it ties into the Ramban later on. And that is that it was the very same people. But the very same people who were trying hard to have this bitacho and have this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were tested, it became weakened, and then it crumbled. So honestly, I have a bit of seemingly it's not a stira, because it's just the Chor is too pashut to be a stira, but maybe you guys can help me out. And then we'll get to the punchline at the end. And that is, what's the Ramban's take on why the Egyptians chased Am Yisrael into the Yam Suf? It seems a little bit suicidal. Like, it's like a little bit wild. Like, the sea is split. These are the people who you kept on having makos and suffering from. And their God is doing this incredible miracle. Does it make sense to run after them into this, into this split sea? So the Ramban says here, in on Pasuk Dalet, right? I'll harden Paro's heart and I'll chase after you. So that was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? At this moment, they're scared. Hashem says, this is earlier. Hashem's telling him they're going to chase after you. Paro, after Makas HaBachoros, was scared. He said, not only leave, but also bless me that I'm not going to die. He was resigned. When they left, he's like, you know what? I'm done. If they come back, no good. If they don't come back, also good. Like, I'm done with them. Like, I don't want the Jews anymore. They're just too much trouble. Ela sheyase Moshe behem kiritzono. So when he sent them out, it was mamish, like yeyush. Like, I don't want this aveda anymore. Therefore, Hashem is telling Moshe that I'm going to harden his heart, so I'll chase after you. Also, it says not only Paro, but also all the Egyptians, the Hamonam. Hayam when they saw that the sea was split, and they saw Am Yisrael going in dry land in the middle of the sea. How could they possibly do this insane move of going after them? This is the most miraculous of all the miracles. It's interesting. I don't know, like I don't know, Barad or there's a lot of big miracles. This one, Dafka, the pasuk is describing how it could have been theoretically like natural, but okay. But the Ramban says this is the most miraculous of all the miracles. What's shigaon? Jacob?
Mistake? I don't
know. No, you got it. We go crazy. Meshugana. Meshugana. Shigaon. The same shorish. This is insanity, says the Ramban. They're chasing out their Meshugana. Meshugana is supposed to be Lashon of Shag. Meshuga. Meshuga and Shigaon are the same shorish.
This was like the first miracle that like actually saved me, so the other ones were punishment.
Right,
so
right.
This is like.
Right,
miraculous.
They're being saved. They're being clearly their God does not want you to chase after them. Says the Ramban, it's shigaon, it's mishuga, it's crazy. Aval sachal at sasam sachal zoshav become foolish. Their advice, their ideas became foolish. V'chizekes libam likanes bayam, and he hardened their heart to chase after them. Okay, so if we had this Ramban, I would say from beginning to end, whole idea of chasing after the Jewish people like was totally irrational. It was like this is if there's one moment where we're going to have to rely on the pasuk of chizakias leif paro, I'm going to harden his heart. It's about this. However, you get to the Ramban here, and I'll give you a suggestion, but I would love to hear what you guys hear because I don't know exactly the yishuv to this seeming steer is. If you look at Chaf Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu stretched out his hand. Everybody's looking at Moshe. What are we going to do? The Egyptians are chasing after us. He stretches out his hand. Boom, this hurricane force wind. And then starts to blow all night and it's splitting the sea. Hashem had this ratzon to make the sea split and become dry from this powerful easterly wind. So that it could at least give the appearance of being natural. Okay. Is that the pasuk in Hosea? Is it like the same pasuk? I think it's the same pasuk. It's a pasuk in Iyov?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we're quoting two pasukim here. Because it sounds like a pasuk. That Hashem brought this easterly wind so that the source of the spring will be dried up. Then it says, Hiskili Mitzrayim Yavdeim. I think it means like Hashem like through his might, I think. He acted mightily and made them get destroyed. Because then people can say, oh, maybe it's natural. Maybe it's not their God doing this crazy miracle for them. Maybe it's happenstance. V'lo Yad Hashem osa zos bavur Yisrael. And that's not Yad Hashem. Afal pi she'en ruach bokas hayam l'gzarim. Even though, okay, meaning there is a wind, but this isn't like we've never seen this before. The wind does not generally go out and start splitting, seas into different sections. Lo samu libam gam l'zos. Even this, they were not paying attention to. Again, so far in the Ramban, it seems like that this idea that the Egyptians should see the Kriyas Yam, so it was done in such a way to let them think that maybe it's really natural, so that'll give them the motivation to want to chase after them. And therefore, yes, and it worked. They chased after them because of their incredible taiva to do evil to the Jewish people. So far it seems like Hashem is not hardening anybody's heart here, right? It's just them acting irrationally, but maybe acting in a way that it doesn't make that much sense, but it wasn't totally irrational. Because they had so much anti-Semitism and they had such a desire to hurt these people. And, you know, there's a Heichi Timsa to say maybe it wasn't Hashem, and therefore that's what enabled it. So the Hemshich of this Ramban, I'm not exactly sure, and how it fits in with the other Ramban, I'm not exactly sure, but I'll love to hear your thoughts. That's why it says, I hardened Paro's heart and he came after them. I'll chase after them and capture them in the sea. Vein miyadi matzil. Nobody can save them. V'lo zachru ata ki Hashem nilcham lahem b'mitzrayim. And that's, they didn't remember now that Hashem was fighting for them. I don't get it. I thought we were just saying ubo acharem b'rov ta'avosam lahara lahem. V'zet tam v'chizakti yaslev paro. It's almost a non sequitur, no? Are there any footnotes there in your fancy art scrolls or anything about these two lines? That it's saying that they had, Hashem made it seem like it could have been natural. Them, through their intense taiva to hurt the Jewish people, they therefore took the bait. And that's what it means. Hashem hardened their heart to come after them. What does it mean? Like it was from Hashem, it was from them. What I was thinking, yeah, anything?
Nothing.
Just translates it. Yeah.
It's a little.
I'm not exactly sure. Also, the Ramban before seems to be very, it was all from Hashem. What I was thinking yesterday was that. What's that? Was that the initial decision to let's do this?
It says indeed their initial pursuit that blinded them to their self destruction.
That was their own.
But then their
wheels, as they're getting there should have been a moment where, you make bad decisions and you're like, this is a bad decision. So, once they made the bad decision, Hashem just let them go with it. That was
Chilak. Sometimes you get so deep in there, you just have tunnel vision. It's
Right, yeah, though. So it seemed like that tunnel vision was, that added tunnel vision was like the Chizak, the Slave Paro, and Mitzrayim. But the initial decision, it seems like the Ramban is saying, was really their own. So, In my mind, in my crazy brain, what does it have to do with the one before about the Kitos and Vayitzak? Ubnei Yisrael Hashem, Yom Ramosham, Hamibli Ein Kvarim Mitzrayim. So what I was thinking is the Tzad HaShava of these two Rambans is the irrationality, or I don't know irrationality, but the idea that we as people, when we're weak in terms of our sinning, in terms of our mistakes, we will do things that we know that we at least knew before weren't the right decision, and we'll do it anyway. What do I mean? The Ramban before says, according to the Mechilta, right? I'm going with the Mechilta's approach, that Am Yisrael had this bitachon in Hashem, right? They're working on their bitachon. They cried to Hashem, and it didn't work. And then this source of Isis, Yitzhara, came in, and then the whole thing crumbled. And then all of a sudden, they just turned to be these people who are complaining against Moshe. Well, you took us out of Egypt because there were no graves there? Meaning the whole thing is that their fear of getting killed, which is very understandable, but it made them just ignore what they knew minutes before. They knew that Hashem did miracles for them. They knew that He can save them. They didn't know how they're going to be saved, but that fear overwhelmed them, and they just threw everything away. But there's a certain shigaon, like the Ramban says later on. You trust in Hashem or you don't trust in Hashem? The answer is yes and no. It depends on what frame of mind I'm in. If I'm in a frame of mind that's willing to work on it, that's willing to not always understand things, then I'm willing to accept it. When I'm in a frame of mind that's scared and overwhelmed and stressed, so you just kind of throw it away. And then the Ramban says here, you have the Egyptians. It's insanity. Why are you see the sea split? You see the miracles you did in Mitzrayim. Why are you chasing after them? So the Ramban says part of it is Hashem just making them do it, but part of it is that they knew this was the wrong decision, and they did it anyway because they had so much taiva to do it that they were able to kind of blind themselves to the risks, which they should have been aware of. But it's just we make the chait a lot of times is us ourselves ignoring what we already know. The Gemara says in Sota, Rosh Lakish Omer, Ein Adam Over Avera, LMK Nichnas Bo Ruach Shtus, Shinamar Ish Kitiste Ishto, Tishteksiv, right? Lashon of Shtus. That this woman who does this chait of Ishis Ish, it's Shtus, meaning you know it's wrong, you know it's going to harm you. But they do it anyway. The idea that all chait is nichnas bo ruach shtus. Because if we really were disciplined at the height of discipline at every moment, We wouldn't say Lashon Hara because we always know it's the wrong thing to do. We wouldn't look at things that we're not supposed to look at because we always know it's the wrong thing to do. We wouldn't lose our temper with, who knows, our friends or whatever, a chavrusa, because we know that's not what we're supposed to do. And let's say stop. We wouldn't just sit with our phones for 3 hours during Ben Azmanin because we know it's the wrong thing to do. Because the idea of chait is that temporary insanity. It's the idea that we make ourselves, allow ourselves to forget what we already know. It's a lot easier to describe it than to overcome it. But at least if we're aware, we have to tell ourselves sometimes, you know what? Like, we have to stay strong in what we already know. It's just about reminding ourselves constantly, being cognizant of what we already know is the right thing to do. I remember hearing one time, from the radio, like American radio, but what's willpower? Willpower is knowing what you truly want. I think it's deep. It's deep. And the idea that we always know, meaning we want it, we know what we want, and it's about remembering that I really want to be healthier over that extra piece of cake. But it's about remembering what you truly want. So may we be zochet. Again, like I said, this is like a whole lifetime of avodah samusr. But the key and the cornerstone is just remembering ourselves what we already know. At that moment of weakness, just telling ourselves in our brain, no, I know this is not the right thing to do. I'm not going to do it. And that's it seems to be that was the weakness both of Am Yisrael according to the Michilta and the Mitzrim at the Yam. Okay, Adkan.
Chapter here.